The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
All right, welcome to the wine cellar. If you're watching the video, hey!
Yeah, fucking looks different.
What?
Yeah.
We changed some things. We moved some things. We tortured some folks.
Yeah, well, more folks came through on the Patreon and PayPal, so we were able to get the a table in here and move this screen forward. I'll be doing more work with this screen as we go along with... Because this screen, it was way in the back, and it was just kind of useless. Now it's right between us, and I think that when we do, like last Sunday we did a live program, I can actually, like, load in a break period.
Yeah.
So that we can have a fucking break in the 2 hours. And then, like, a video can play, and the audio will feed through just fine. Like, we have the splitters and the cords and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good times. We have a lot of stuff to cover, and I think this is what, just going to be us just recording segment after segment, and then they're going to get dumped sporadically throughout the week?
Right? Everything will go to Patreon first.
Of course.
Yeah, but yeah, Patreon subscribers will get the whole shit.
That and, you're not going to listen to?
I think it's like six of them now.
All right, we're making progress.
Yeah. So about 10% of them.
Okay.
But yeah, the folks that came through, yeah, so we got that tripod and this table and just able to sort of expand our workspace a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess we should get started, huh?
Yeah.
So we're going to do we always talk about this, right? Like, we should do, you know, a little bit of like pop culture stuff or like what's trending to get the clicks. But then we never do because what's trending is always ridiculous. And we're just like, ugh, our listeners don't deserve this.
Oh, God. And what day is this for?
This can be for Monday, I think.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
So, have you ever heard of Natasha Tynes?
No.
Tynes? I don't know how the fuck she says her name. I don't really care. Natasha is an author and a woman of color. Woman of color because I didn't mean black. Natasha
means black or Russian.
She's not black. That's all I know.
Her black got hacked by the Russians.
It did get hacked by the Russians. See? By Natasha and Boris Barinov. So Natasha, bless her heart, has irked black Twitter, and there are consequences. Black Twitter remains undefeated.
Which black Twitter?
Nigga, it became universal. Black Twitter.
Like niggas and feminists?
Like, niggas have not been this united since Nigger Navy happened. Okay. You remember that shit?
I was barely on. I read what you showed me.
That was great. Yeah, like, I have never seen black Twitter. Like, they have not been this united in a minute. But all to take out Natasha.
And, of course, you can't do it on Facebook because fucking white people will have you banned
for
putting the nigger part in.
Right. Yeah. And so Natasha made a tweet and took a picture of a black woman who works for the public transit. I keep trying to say, like, the Chicago terms, but this isn't in Chicago, so I need to... D.C. Metro. This is from D.C., yeah. So she says, when you're on your morning commute and see a @WMATA, so added the transportation company, employee in uniform is in all caps, eating on the train. I thought we were not allowed to eat on the train. This is unacceptable. Hope asks them again, WMATA, responds. When I asked the employee about this, her response was, worry about yourself.
Yeah. That's an apt response.
And so she took a picture of this black woman and posted it with her tweet. And also tagged a racist-ass, parody account called Unsuck DC Metro, where basically it's like people complaining about what they had to deal with on public transit. And I guess it started off being like, oh, you know, another line is down. Unsuck DC Metro. But now it's just like, look at all the Arabs on the train. I hope nobody has a bomb type shit. Like, just racist shit now. You know, like, that's where it's at. And then she tags these racist fools, right? And then they respond and say, good morning. Metro Rail Info responds and says, good morning, Natasha. Thank you for catching this and helping make sure all Metro employees are held accountable. Can you confirm the time you were on the train, the direction you were headed, and what line you were on? And she snitched hardcore. She responded, 9 a.m. on the red line, headed to Glenmont. Thank you for responding. She called the manager. Black Twitter was not having it. And a lot of it was, and this is why when we say people of color, we don't necessarily mean black people. Or when we say black people, we say black people instead of saying people of color. Because even though she's not white, she's clearly anti-black as fuck. And then, of course, people in her mentions came up and this whole, this is the problem with the blacks, apparently. Like a bunch of fucking, like Middle Eastern folks in particular, because I believe she's part Middle Eastern. Or is Middle Eastern, came out and like the blacks. I saw a lot of the blacks.
Oh, that New York style. Not black people, because they have to dehumanize. That's the
black, yes.
Yeah, like pulling people off of it. Yeah, that makes him inhumane. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the blacks. And so all this racism ensued. And then Twitter was like, black Twitter was like, how can we fix the situation? So they called her publishing company. They left her a shit ton of negative reviews on her Amazon account. And then the publishing company released this statement. Rare Bird is aware that an author distributed by us, Natasha Tynes, and published it by an imprint that is sub-distributed by us, California Cold Blood, did something truly horrible today in tweeting a picture of a Metro worker eating her breakfast on the train this morning and drawing attention to her employer. Black women face a constant barrage of this kind of inappropriate behavior directed towards them and a constant policing of their bodies. We think this is unacceptable and have no desire to be involved with anyone who thinks it's acceptable to jeopardize a person's safety and employment in this way. We're currently taking appropriate actions to cancel Tyne's novel, They Called Me Wyatt, within our distribution network, and are strongly urging Tyne's publisher, California Cold Blood, to consider other appropriate actions. Mm-hmm. And then California Cold Blood made a statement. We do not condone her actions and hope Natasha learns from this experience that black women feel the effects of systemic racism the most and that we have to be allies, not oppressors. As for the book's publication, we're working with our distributor to take appropriate next steps. She has since been dropped from her publisher.
I think there's a brand of pettiness here, right? And it's something that should be very just clearly spoken. Mm-hmm. Since we know we'll never get reparations, we just like seeing assholes lose money sometimes.
Yeah.
Just like, did you work? You're not getting paid.
And I mean, but that's the thing though, it's like, she was in uniform eating her lunch. You could have just left her the fuck alone. But because she said, mind your own business, you thought you got to be a white woman and call the manager.
Right, and the picture, like, did you see it on your Twitter? Like, is the black woman, someone would consider fat?
I don't know that she's fat, but she's also sitting down and you can't see her. Like, you can't see, like, her whole body, but, yeah, that's the picture. Oh. I don't know if you want
to. Oh, yeah, I'll try to get it up on the web post.
Yeah.
Oh, she's definitely going for the dark skin.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Attack.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. So, I was just amused that Black Twitter got it together to remain undefeated and, yeah. And, you know, typically, I don't fuck with The Root.
Oh, fuck.
No. I don't. But I'm just going to read a little bit from their thing about it because it's funny to me because the way they're, like, snarky about it, I'm actually amused. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Early Friday morning, brave citizen Natasha Tynes boarded the Washington, D.C. Metro with her pockets and soul apparently overflowing with an abundance of fucks she intended on dispersing throughout the day. Upon boarding, our brave Natasha spotted a black woman dressed in a Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority uniform sitting alone eating, which is obviously against the rules. Now, you or I might have seen this scofflaw and presume something stupid like, maybe the black lady dressed in her work clothes is hungry. But Natasha is better than us. Plus, we must remember that she bore the burden of being heavy laden with supplemental fucks that she wanted to, no, had to donate to the masses. So at the moment, in a situation when no one would have done so, Natasha decided to give us a fuck. Natasha warned the black woman who was blatantly committing the terrorist act of chewing and swallowing that her actions were unacceptable. But when the woman rightfully told Natasha to kick rocks and mind her own business, Natasha pulled out her phone, took a picture, and ran to Twitter. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little amused by that write-up. I'm amused. I know, you're not impressed because it's the root.
Yeah, it's
if
snark.
It was anybody else, you'd be like, oh, that's snarky, I get it.
Coming from the ever-partisan,
yes.
Disgusting fucking root.
Yes.
I mean slate.
Slate, yeah. Yeah, so, and of course, you know, everyone is commenting about it. And yeah, so yeah, just, you know, don't be fucking racist. That's the moral of the story. I'm amused. This warmed my heart a little bit. Yeah.
It was moral.
It was moral.
The moral
of the story is mind your own fucking business when black people are eating or just otherwise existing in public.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that somebody photoshopped the cover of her book. It was called, the title of the book is They Called Me Wyatt. Somebody changed it to They Called Me a Snitch, because I'm a snitch.
And that's all in the link you have.
Yes. Yeah, so it's fun. Yeah.
All right, what's that next one?
The next story we have is... white people are doing things. There is a new startup that has invented underwear that you can wear for weeks at a time without washing.
Yeah.
Now
it's called the Emperor's Clothes.
Not coming.
Whenever I don't feel like washing clothes, I wear the Emperor's new clothes. I rock that shit, and I have no laundry. Yeah. So at least we figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Now, and of course I found this story today, which is Sunday. And yesterday, there were shenanigans upon Beyonce's internet, as the kids say. Because apparently white people don't wash their legs in the shower.
Oh, I think you're supposed to. That's the thing. There'd be some bad actors that fuck it up for everybody.
No, these people were quite serious. They're like, no, if you take a shower every day, you don't have to wash everything. You just have to, like... I'm like, but then why did you get into the shower?
Wait, but the... I don't know. Are all white people that skinny? Because my fucking legs rub together. And I need to wash where they rub together.
All right, man, look. I have a lot of questions. All I know is a bunch of white people said... They're like, no, you only have to, like, wash, like, your armpits, your groin, and your face when you're in the shower.
In that order?
Fucking probably. And, like, people were literally saying, like, I don't wash my legs in the shower. Why would you need to wash your legs in the shower? That's stupid.
Why would you need to wash your back in the shower?
What are you talking about? Why the fuck would you get into the shower if you're not going to wash your legs?
Why? Do you need soap when you're washing your hands? Apparently water is hitting it. There you go, back to the buffet. Touch those tongs.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
You have ruined buffets for me. You have ruined them for me. I hope you know.
There's feces on everything at buffets.
Oh, ew.
It's, you know, mostly the men.
Oh, God. You know what?
Are you seeing some shenanigans?
Yeah, I was looking for this. Somebody made a thread about it, which, whatever, I'll look for it later. But anyways, the whole point was, oh, here we go. Sophie Weiner is a real person, fucking has a checkmark, verified account.
Yeah, that means they know what they're talking about.
I don't like to use soap on my whole body when I shower, ? And I don't think I'm gross, ? I pretty much just wash my face and armpits with soap. I shower like once or twice a week, LOL. I think that's fine.
Yeah. That's right.
What?
Blue check mark.
What? And somebody actually asked the question, do you wash your legs when you take a shower? 19% of people, 787,000 people responded to this poll. Oh, 787,000. 19% said no. 19% of 787,000 people said they do not wash their legs in the shower.
Is this going on? Why aren't you folks washing your legs?
I don't know.
Why don't you... my leg that... They're still washing in their booty crack, right?
Probably not.
That's not part of the leg. Maybe they're talking like thigh down.
They are. And a bunch of women said that. They're like, I only wash my legs if I'm going to shave them. What? Hmm. I don't know.
All right. So thanks to patriarchy, at least the women are washing their legs every once in a while.
Like, what the
fuck is happening?
I don't know. So this is a hashtag leggate, hashtag washgate, like whatever. So just know this was happening yesterday. And then today I find this article. A startup invented underwear you can wear for weeks without washing. And I'm like, you fucking non-leg washers. This is because of you.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, right. Underpants you can wear for weeks without washing, but Organic Basics' mission as a company is not to advocate laziness among the younger generation, though that might seem the case. No, it's about saving the environment. The 27-year-old CEO, Mads Feibiger, I don't fucking know, who is a CEO and co-founder of Organic Basics, said, quote, our business is sustainable fashion. The traditional way of buying, wearing, washing, and throwing away overpriced underwear is a terrible waste of resources and harmful to the environment. Washing and drying accounts for 2/3 of total impact on the environment. Really? I would like to see the evidence of that. I would like
those
to see the evidence.
Very large garments.
I would like to see the evidence on that. There is not a hyperlink, just so you know. If there was, I would have clicked it.
Really?
So washing and drying accounts for 2/3 of total impact on the environment and why Organic Basics got started on their underwear. The special ingredient is silver. This particular metal is antimicrobial, and which is why NASA uses the silver to purify water for astronauts. The underwear comes with a silver formula coating that kills 99.9% of all bacteria and odor in the garment, according to Organic Basics. I would like this to be tested by a non-biased third party because...
Yeah.
Matt.
I'll get some of that lactose milk.
We'll find out what's going on with these underwear. Mads explains it works. You can wear our underwear much longer before washing. You save time and money while we reduce the waste of water and energy. The company lost its first collection of products in 2017, and it is the most crowdfunded fashion campaign in Scandinavia. Now Organic Basics are back with a new generation, Silver Tech 2.0. The products are made from 100% recycled materials and the silver treatment approved by the Blue Sign System for sustainable textile production.
Scandinavia, the giant white people.
Yes.
So they're marketing not changing your underpants to the biggest white people
yes.
out there.
Yes.
All right. It was like that Stewart's program, The Biggest Loser, like the biggest white man. How long will he wear these underwear?
Man, look. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm all about the environmentalism, but
so not,
washing your underwear for 2 weeks at a time, nigga.
And not washing your legs ever?
I guess not. Because if you don't wash them in the shower, when would you wash them? It's not like you're going to take a shower, get out of the shower, dry off, and then go to the sink and... grab a washcloth and soap it up and wash your legs, like, right? So I guess ever. I don't know.
Yeah, I always put my foot up on the tub. I give my legs a right scrubbing.
I don't.
They're mine.
I know.
This has got to be some troll. This is a fuck. This Russia hacked it. Fuck that. I'm not having it. You're not doing this, white people. You're not. This somebody's lying on you. Yeah, that's bullshit. That was probably that was Black Twitter's alternate accounts. Fucking people.
Nigga. There was a lot of verified checkmark accounts saying it.
I want more flowers in this house.
Okay. Well, yeah. The cats keep knocking them all over.
Yeah, that's that bullshit. I want some that can hang from the ceiling.
Oh, okay. Baskets. Yeah,
I definitely want. I want 4 ceiling hangers, and I think I want like 2 hanging on the porch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want to try your experiment. A 2-pack of Silver Tex boxers for men costs $64.
Oh, yeah, that's helping the fucking... What the fuck?
And a 2-pack thong for women is $56. So far, the company has sold more than...
How much is the full, complete undershorts?
They don't tell you.
Wait, no, What was the first price you said?
Oh, $64.
For what item?
Men's boxers.
Wait, and then the
women's thongs are $56.
those aren't worth any money. They don't do anything. It's by far the most nonsensical garment I've ever seen.
So far, the company has sold more than 200,000 underwear products to 50,000 customers.
So that's like all of Sweden Navy.
Uh-huh.
Wherever those folks are. All right, so giant white people not washing their legs. And yeah, I'm not buying the not... Hoax, fake news.
Shit! Yeah. Okay. I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, so that should be that.
Yes.
All right, folks. Folks that are checking us out, this went up Monday. There is a full, complete, fully produced episode with extra segments from everything that's coming out this week on Patreon early. Mm-hmm. And some of that stuff is Patreon only. That's patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And there's always the old tip jar that's unrelated to the content. That's paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam.
Mm-hmm.
We got this table, niggas.
Yes.
Help us keep growing our fucking studio.
Mm-hmm.
We got some XLR cords. I link the Amazon wish list. There's some little odds and ends that are useful and helpifiable. All right. And folks that are already on the Patreon, we'll keep banging it. There's more episode.
Yeah, that was some...